We are learning Maseches Nazir, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, and we're starting the Mishnah on top of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. New Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Tzgachas Tuma Ketzad. What's the process of a Nazir becomes Tame? What's the process of his haircut and starting restarting his Naziris? Ketzad. He got a Azah from the Parah Aduma on the third day and the seventh day after he became Tame. Megaleach B'Shvi takes a haircut on the seventh day. Maybe carbonos, he has to bring the carbonos of a nazir b'shmini on the eighth day. He's called, so he already becomes tahar on the seventh day from the second zrika of the paraduma. He goes to the mikveh that day. Then he has harav shemesh, and on the eighth day he brings the carbonos and he restarts his naziris. We actually had a machlekes before when the naziris restarts, the day of his carbon or the day before. But in either case, he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day and brings the carbon on the eighth day. Vim gilach b'shmini. So let's say he's supposed to take the haircut on the seventh day, but when he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, he takes the haircut. So let's say vim gilach b'shmini. He took his haircut on the eighth day. Maybe karbonosav boi b'yom de Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says, it's not a big deal. If you took a haircut that day, so you just go, you still bring the carbonos that day. Assuming you went to the mikvah on the seventh day. So therefore, by the eighth day, you're tahar. I didn't take care of it. You'll take care of it on the eighth day and still bring the carbon down to Stira. Omale Rab Tarfen, I'm going to ask you from a Mitzayra. The process of a Mitzayra becoming Tahar is that the first day that he sees that he's Tahar, the Kayin brings two birds and he shechs one bird, sends one bird away, and they give him a haircut also. Then they wait another 7 days, and after that, they give him another haircut and he goes to the mikvah, and then they bring the carbon on the next day. That's how it works by Mitzayra. So Amalei Rav Tarfin, Ma Ben Zeh LeMitzayra. The halacha is by Mitzayra that says V'hoya V'yem Hashvi Galech Es Kol Sa'aroi, and it goes to the mikvah. V'yem Hashvini, you take the two kvasim, and by Mitzayra. And I heard from you that a Mitzayra, if he takes the haircut on the eighth day, so then he has to bring the carbon on the ninth day. So you yourself agree by Mitzayra that the day you take haircut, can't bring the carbon, pushes off one day. If you push up the haircut, it pushes off the carbon one day. Omer Tarfim, Abbe Zelim Mitzayra. Omalei, Rabbi Kiva answers, Zet Tarasa Tluya B'yamav, Umitzayra Tarasa Tlosa B'gitaglachtai. His Baya Nazir, his Tyra is Tully, not in his haircut, his Tyra is Tully in the 7 days, and he's Paraduma, he's Tommy Mace, became always Tommy Mace, so now he can bring his carbon already. Mashainkin and Mitzayra is not Tali in his Tumim Mace. The 7 days don't do Tumim Mace. Mitzayra is Kuzim Mitzayra. And until he takes his haircut, he cannot be Tavel. Until he takes his haircut, he can't be Tavel. Like, if you look at the Rosh, it says, Mitzayra of Taharos, it's Lush of the Galachtai, Kirchsiv, Yoim, has Shvi, Yigalech, has Kos Aroi, and the Vahadok Siv, Rachat, Besari, Bemayim, Vatar. That means he can't go to the mikvah until he takes his haircut. And like the Rosh speaks out, Mtavalach, Le Gilach, Le Oslo Tvila. So therefore, if he took a haircut on the eighth day, he's still missing his tefillah. He has to be tevil that day. If you have a tevil that day, you need harav shemesh. If you need harav shemesh, you can't bring a carbon to the ninth day. So by mitzayra, the reason why you can't bring the carbon to the ninth day is because you couldn't go to the mikveh yet, because you only take the mikveh after the haircut. So there, it's totally, like, taglachas is an integral part of his process in order to bring a carbon. Mashenkin here, it's totally in being tar, and that he already was on the seventh day. And he can't, because if he took a haircut on the eighth day, it means he went to the mikvah on the eighth day, and he has to wait for Harav Shemesh until he could bring the carbon, which is the next day, and that's why he has to wait the ninth day.
And
it's a Mitzvah,
goes to the
Mikvah
only after the haircut.
Yeah. The Pasuk says, like the Rosh brings down, right? And afterward says, Barachatz Basari B'mayim V'tahar. And if you do it out of order, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's after that in that order. That's what the Rosh speaks out. And therefore, it's totally in the Taglachas. The higher price is totally in the Taglachas. So we had here Akasha, Rabbi Tarfin had Akasha on Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva answered the question. Rabbi Kiva answered the question. He said, it's not Shver, because Mitzayra and Nazir are two different things. Nazir, even if you take a haircut on the eighth day, you could bring a carbon. Mashainkin, Mitzayra not, because if you're taking haircut on the eighth day, that means you're going to the mikvah on the eighth day, and there's no hair of Shemesh, you need the sun to come down, you need to wait till the next day. So the Gemara clarifies like this: Kiblo Minei Eloi. Was Rabbi Tarfin Mekabel the Teretz from Rabbi Kiva? It sounds like a very good Teretz. Is he still arguing, or is Mekabel the Teretz from Rabbi Kiva or not? Toshima, the Tani Hill, Hill brings down a brisa. Gilech b'shmini maybe kabanois of a tishi. Just the way a nazir. That's what Tosfos points out. The kimle l'tamuda the gabi nazir misnaya. They knew this brisa is regarding a nazir. And what does it say? That if you take a hikar on the eighth day, you bring carbon on the ninth day. If you say that Rav Tarfon was a kalf from Rav Akiva, so which Tana would hold that you bring on the ninth day? By a nazir, you bring the carbon on Shvini, because the hikar makes no difference. So we have here a brisa that says you wait to the ninth day. Which mandiyama is that? If both Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva both agree, so who is this mandiyama? Amarava, no, it's not a raya. The batak agree. I was found this brisa. The case here was, the Gilach Vashmini by Nazir was, he also didn't go to the mikvah on the Shvi. He could have, but he didn't. He went to the mikvah only on the 8th day when he took his haircut. And since he only went to the mikvah on the 8th day, he needs hair of Shemesh. So therefore, he can't bring the carbon until the 9th day. But what's the chiddush? I'm saying the chiddush is that you need hair of Shemesh, even by Nazir, I guess. It's a good question, what's the chiddush? What the chiddush? But you look at Taisus, Taisus hadlo tov v'shvi, hadlo tani hillel. The case was himtin litval ad v'shvini. Hol v'kapar rachmanas yavid ozav kavana v'tayra v'oider tol yoyim lo yavid kavanas of gam lo yishaleach kavanas. It must be it's a chiddush that so you can't send this carbon. You can't bring carbon if he's a tol yoyim, even though he'll be mutranai. You can't send those carbon. So that's the chiddush and that's the halacha of Hillel. They didn't bring, and therefore it's not a kasha. Everyone agrees, but both Rav Akiva and Rav Tarfon both agree. And here we're just talking about a case where he didn't go to the mikveh yet on the 7th day, only went on the 8th day. That's why he put the 9th day. Omar Abaye, Ashechinu lechavrei d'Rav Nosson bar Hoshea to Yosem v'ka'amrim uva. They were saying like this. They brought down the pasuk that's by Azov. Says in the pasuk, "V'chiyate Azov mezayvay." Azov that saw three times and became Azov. So they have to shiva. You have to shiva nekim. This is Azov. V'savol is shivas yom al tarase. There's a chibis v'god of rochas sorry v'mayim chayim v'tar. He goes to the mikvah. V'yayim hashmini yikol hashtei sorry hashtei v'leyayino aval lefnei Hashem al pesach al mayed unusan melakayin. And these friends of Rav Nosson Rav Yeshia, Rabbi found them talking about this. And they were saying that state on the pasuk that you cannot come to lefnei the pesach el moed when until the yom hashmini. When you're tful yom, you can't go. And what's the reason? Because a tful yom is like a zav. Let's see how what they were saying. When could he come pesach el moed bezman shu taval v'asa harav shemesh after he was tovel and did harav shemesh? Means we have to wait till the 8th day. Dafka vidah is harav shemesh. Let's see what the gears over here is. Tavol harav shemesh in. Loi tavol is harav shemesh. Loi only if he was tavol and did harav shemesh. Good. If not, not. Alma. They also it's all part of their memory. What they were saying. Alma kasav at tful yoyim shazav kasav dami. It must be a tful yoyim of a zav is like a zav. Tful yoyim of a zav like a zav. Now what's the difference if tful yoyim shazav is like a zav? The difference is that we're saying here, why can't he go into the Machna Leviyah? Why can't he go into Machna Leviyah? He's saying the reason is because Tfoyoyim Shazav Kazav Dami. Let me just give a little akdama that in the Mishkan, there was in the Midbar, there were three Machnas. Machna Shechina, Machna Leviyah, and Machna Yisrael. Machna Shechina is the Mishkan, the Chatzal Freya Mishkan, like we call the Azara. Machna Leviyah is Machna Leviyah, Machna Yisrael. Now, after he came to Yisrael, so Har HaBayis is Machna Leviyah, and the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara, is Machna Shechina. We know that a Tami Beis is allowed to go into Machna Yisrael and Machna Leviyah. Just can't go into Machna Shechina. A Zav or a Balkari can't go into Machna Leviyah at all. They can't go into Machna Leviyah, can't go into Har HaBayis at all, because they can't go into Machna Leviyah. What about a Tful Yoyim? What about Tful Yoyim of Ezov? So these friends were darshaning that it must be Tful Yoyim Kezov is like Ezov. Because you see from the pasuk, they're learning from they're making a drash like this. It says, only Yoyim Hashmini Abol Lefnei Hashem HaPesach El Moed. And that teaching that means in the Har HaBayis, it means even to the Har HaBayis. They don't come to the Machna Leviyah until the next day, until the 8th day. So it must be a Tvoyim Shazav is Kazav Dami. Now, what's a Dafka Mina if a Tvoyim Shazav is Kazav Dami? So Taisa says an afkamina could be if shaychtim v'zarkim alav. If they send the carbon, could they bring the carbon for them? Because if they're like a zav, they can't send the carbon. But if they're a tolyoyim, it could be they can send the carbon. So that's the would be an afkamina. But either way, they learned that this is tolyoyim yoyim zav dami, and this is the drasha. And we're going to see that Abaya argued on two pratim about what they said. Two pratim. So Abaya says, Amina lahoin ano, I told them like this. If you're, first of all, I'm going to argue on your whole entire drasha. Your drasha is that it says, I'm going to argue the whole drasha. It says also by Nazar Tame, it says over there that V'yoyim Hashmini Yovesh Deisarim Hashdei V'yoyin Al HaKoyin Al Pesach Al HaMayit. That's what it says by a Nazir. Emesahu Ba'a B'zman Shetav V'asar Rav Shemesh. You're going to tell me that same drasha. The only time he can walk into Pesach Al HaMayit is only when he does Tefillah and Harav Shemesh. Make the same type of drasha. And that means the way the Chaveri made the drasha was that they can't go into Machna Levia even until they were Toivel and did Harav Shemesh. Right, the Gemara, that can't be. That's not a good Rasha. Why? Because Mechti, Shari Nikner Heche Kaiman. We were Shari Nikner. Bishari Levia. That was the Mishari Levia. Shari Nikner is the door to the Azara. And like the Gemara in Pesachim says, that the door itself, the inside of the door, the itself was not Makudosh. And this way, a Mitzayrik come stand there to stick his fingers into the Azara to get spritzed on it. They can stand with Nei Hashem in the Shari Nikna. So Shari Nikna was still had in the Machna Leviyah. So Mechli, Shari Nikna Rechi Kaivin V'Shari Leviyah. But Tanya, Tommy Meis Mut L'Kon Is Machna Leviyah. Well, Tommy Meis V'Vad, not only are Tommy Meis going to Machna Leviyah, even the Meis itself. The full of Meis Asma. Shnema, V'Yikach Moish Is Asma Is Yosef Imai. Moish took the bones of Yosef with him. He was in Machna Leviyah, obviously, Moish Rabbeinu. My Imai Imai Chitzasai. Imai Machna Leviyah. So the first thing Abai says, that your drasha is not mukach whatsoever, your drasha. Because you tell me your drasha is that only Yom HaShmini he come Pesach HaMayit, which means, according to them, means Machna Leviyah. What do you mean? It says the same exact drasha by Nazir, and there it doesn't mean that he comes Pesach HaMayit. It means there that you're allowed to come Pesach HaMayit, because there you're allowed to come anyway. So you're allowed to come anyway. No, by Nazir, you're allowed to come anyway there. Right. Say by it can't be that by Zav it's teaching you that you're only allowed to come there on the eighth day and not on the seventh day, because the exact same pasuk is by a Nazir Tami where there you even come on the seventh day. So what does the pasuk mean? It's like Tosfos points out the Levadai, the pasuk is saying of Yom HaShmini, I'm reading for you from Tosfos, Yavei lahidia lanu zman havayas kibaynoisav. The pasuk that come and teach you any halachas of coming there. Just teaches when do you bring a carbon on the eighth day. You come to the Pesach HaMayit and you bring the carbon. That's all. It's not a drasha. That's what Abaye said. Abaye is just proving from Nazir that this is not a drasha, because Nazir doesn't need a heter to come. So it's not. That's not a drasha. That's number one point that he's arguing. The second point is I'm going to read Tosfos Girsa. Elam Abaye. Tvoyoyim de Zav is lav kazav dami. Also, I argue on your whole premise. It says, Tvoyoyim de Zav is lav kazav dami. Vafilo achi, kivin de mechusaka paro loy ayel. And I still agree that you cannot come into the Machna Levia until the eighth day. Why? Not because a Tvoyoyim kazav kazav dami. Because he's mechusaka paro and a Tvoyoyim. And that's what makes him worse. Filo kivin de mechusaka paro loy ayel. Loy ayel does not go up. Vi be Machna Levia kai. Yes, now I'm going to tell you a drasha. What is a drasha? So what is a drasha that I know that it can't come to the Machna Leviyah? I'm telling you a svara that since he's a mechusar kapara and a tvoyoyim, he can't go to Machna Leviyah.
So the
nazir is not a mechusar kapara. What's the question? It's not called mechusar kapara nazir. A nazir is karbanos. It's not called mechusar kipurim, because it's not part of the tahira process. The reason why a nazir brings a carbon is because he did a chet. Whatever the chait is. The chait is because he drank wine or because he became tamei. But it's also chait. That's to bring carbon. But it's not because, by azav, it doesn't bring carbon because he did a chait. Azav doesn't do a chait. Azav brings a carbon because the carbon is helping him finish his tyra, making him fully tar. Mashenke by nazir. That's how Tosfos basically explains. But like upon him, so now Gemara needs a drasha. What is a drasha? That a mechusar kipurim plus a tul yoyim can't walk into the Machna Leviyah. What's the makar? He says the makar is like this. We machna levia, a my karla oil moyed. Why taka do we call it Pesach oil moyed? We just say he's allowed to come. He's allowed to come into the machna levia. Why is it Pesach oil moyed? It sounds like he's coming into the azara. Lameimra to teach us ma hasam chusuk kvar leayil. Just like by Pesach oil moyed, a chusuk kvar is not allowed to go into the machna shchina. That's a kuliyam. That's poshut. Af a machna levia nami chusuk kvar leayil. Same thing, make a drasha that machna levia nami mechusuk kapara is loy ayil, and that's why we are calling it Pesach el Moed. And we're saying is that this place where he's coming to bring the carbon to, and he's handing off the carbon to the kohen, in that place he has the same level as a machna shchina. Just like machna shchina, mechusuk kapara can't come in. Machna levia also he can't come in until the eighth day, when after he's already harav shemesh. B'hasam anolim, what's the makar that mechusuk kapara can go into the azara? The Tanya learned in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, Tome Yiyah, Le Rabbe is Tvul Yoyim. Oy Tumasa Voy, Le Rabbe is Chusuk Kapara. This is all in the Machna Shechina, that's the first Pasuk, that you can't go a Chusuk Kapara or a Tvul Yoyim cannot go into the Machna Shechina. And we are darshaning from that that we call Pesach Oyem Moed, we are making a drasha that a person who has both Chusrainis, he's a Chusuk Kapurim and a Tvul Yoyim, he cannot go into the Machna Leviyah either way, either. And that's the two things that we're saying that Abaye argues. Like Tosis points this out, this is the last Tosis for the Mishnah. The Tosis points out that Abaye comes and he argues on both things. First of all, he says, Tvul Yom Kuzov is Lav Kuzov Dami. And also, your Makar is not a good Makar. I have a different Makar, because the Makar of Pesach Lomay is not a good offer of Makar, because Nazar has the same exact Lashon. And Nazar could go into the Machna even though. And even more, so you can answer like this, that by Nazir, it says also Lashon Pesach El Mayid. Tarot says, Diri Taka go into the Pesach El Mayid. A Nazir that already has his hair of Shemesh, he could Taka go into the Pesach El Mayid, even though he's Mechusik Kapurim, because he's not called Mechusik Kapurim, as Tarot tells you. He's not called Mechusik Kapurim. He goes to Machash Chino, huh? Yeah. He goes to Machash Chino. Why? Because he's not Mechusik Kapurim. He's not a Mechusik Kapurim, because his Mechusik Kapurim is not something totally entire. That's the Tosis right for him. Huh? No. The next day, on the eighth day. So by there, you could touch Pasuk Kapsutai. V'yem Hashmini, it says you go Pesach HaMayit. That was the whole, that was Abaye's drasha. It says, why is it Pesach HaMayit? It means, it doesn't mean Pesach HaMayit. It means, he's a Mechusik Kapurim. It means before that. So Tarot is just to teach us that even Machna Leviyah is Osir before he has Harav Shemesh, if he's full Yom. Makaponim, but by Zav, like Tosis speaks out, read it inside, El Pesach HaYomai, the Nazi Yachal, the Konis, and Machna Shechina. Shereleim Mechusa Kapurimu. Le Mikri Mechusa Kapurim, Elam Lemish, Atum HaYetz, and Megufay. That's how Tosis puts it down. Like we were explaining a little bit different, that Dafka, where the Mechusa Kapurim, the carbon is to make you tahar, that's where you're called Mechusa Kapurim, you can't go into the base of Mikdash. Masha Inkein, if you're a Nazir, it's not really a Mechusa Kapurim, it's just a carbon, it's like a regular carbon chatas. They bring him because he did a chait, that's not called Mechusa Kapurim. Al says Tumma, he's done. He already did the Shlishi Veshvi, and he went to the Mikveh, and not for Yom anymore. On the eighth day, he's done. He just has to bring a carbon for his chait, and therefore, there is no problem going to the Machna Shechina by a Nazir.